A new memorandum of understanding between the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Natural Resources formalizes a shift in deer farm responsibilities from the DNR to the Ag Department that took effect in January. But Carl Brooks of the DNR says when it comes to tracking CWD, the DNR will continue to play an important role.
For chronic wasting disease purposes, when a new and if a new incident occurs in the state, they will immediately contact us, and or vice versa. If we learn something, we'll contact them on disease health issues, and we will be going out together to look at the problem, assess it, and then make some type of plan to address it.
One of the problems highlighted by a recent DNR audit of deer farms is the number of deer escaping from them, 436 over the past decade or so since farmers began keeping records of such escapes. There were also 77 violations of new fencing requirements, but Donnie Gilson of the Ag Department says the audit found most farmers are abiding by new strict rules put in place since the outbreak of CWD in southern Wisconsin last year.
They were reporting runaways. Their fences were in good repair. Their records were in pretty good shape. So what they're handing over to us is an industry that really is in pretty good condition. It's not anything that we have to whip into line or anything.
So far, only two captive deer of the estimated 16,000 on deer farms in the state have tested positive for CWD, and agency officials hope enforcing new health inspections and stronger monitoring of the industry will prevent any new cases. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.